This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the island of Oahu. Right now, we're at the Hawaii Convention Center with Terry Orton, General Manager. Hi, Terry.
Aloha. Good afternoon.
I understand that you'll have a ramped-up mission, a 21st century mission, which is cultural tourism, which is engagement, environmental issues. Tell us about where you're going.
Sure. Well, we had the pleasure and honor to partner with Jeff Dunster with Hawaii Legacy Reforestation Initiative, and we have committed to plant 1 million trees, both here on Oahu and on the neighbor island, on Hawaii Island. And through this initiative, our plan, which we have just executed most recently in the last couple years, is to reach out to every meeting planner that brings their business here in the Hawaii Convention Center to ask them to participate in our reforestation project. Most recently, we've partnered with American Dental Association that brought in a little over 16,000 delegates from all over the world. And we actually had a presence on their website. We actually had a space on their exhibit floor here to help sell trees and really educating attendees and visitors that when they come to Hawaii, that they not just enjoy and take in all this beauty and the resources that we have, but they also give back while they're here. And they give back through our reforestation initiative by planting trees.
It's interesting. There are different levels of beauty of a tree looking at it, but it's also, we talked about earlier, its essential function in the environment, a literal anchor. Talk to us about why the trees are central and could be a deal breaker to the survival of the environment of Hawaii.
You know, the best way to protect our ocean reefs and our environment is by reforesting and planting trees, because it not only helps with water runoff and helps prevent landslides and debris flowing into our ocean, and we're on an island, so we've got lots of that, but it also brings back some of the endemic wildlife and endangered species here that live in the island.
And they need that habitat.
They need that habitat. So, you know, it serves multi-purposes for reforesting.
A little bit more about your initiative and like how the dental people reacted, the game changing that you noticed them go through.
Absolutely. And so a lot of associations that come to do business in any city is really looking for community initiatives that they can participate in and donate towards to help give back to the city that they're doing business in, and making it effortless for them helps that we have a turnkey initiative that they can go online and purchase a tree. Hawaii Legacy Reforestation Initiative also has a proprietary technology which allows anyone that purchases a tree to track their tree anywhere in the world. They can track the growth, come back to visit their tree. They can also log on and download photos if it was a family vacation that they came during that time. So it also makes it a personal experience while they're here.
So it's interesting that you all kind of gauged the evolution and awareness and consciousness in the tourism industry, both individual and group and corporate. And you have seen an evolution in consciousness in wanting to engage in environmental initiatives. Why do you think that is, collectively?
You know, I think our traveler has changed. I think a lot of travelers now are realizing that they want to give back to places that they travel. They want to be involved. They want to engage in the community and with the locals of where they're traveling to. And this is just one initiative that is available for them. It's a sustainable initiative for them, and to give back to the place that they visit so that they can come back 10 years from now and know that it will still be the same place that they came to visit the first time. Jeff and his team have worked with several hotels to start this initiative at their hotel level to reach out to their visiting guests. And my goal is to now bring more of our hospitality industry stakeholders, the hotels, the restaurants, retailers, in on this initiative so that it's a hospitality initiative and it's not just a Hawaii Convention Center initiative or a specific hotels initiative.
But so the entire community.
It's a growing community of sustainably conscious businesses that want to make sure that we preserve our natural resources here for years to come.
That's really cool. Have you been out to Gunstock Ranch and Did you plant a tree?
I was actually fortunate enough to plant my first tree on Mauna Kea at Jeff's first reforestation location, and then second tree I planted out at Gunstock. And it really is, I can't speak enough about it. It is an moving emotional experience to go out there and plant your tree and dedicate it to someone or dedicate it to yourself.
I think the RFID chip is really cool, too.
It's amazing. Yeah. And to know that someday you can walk through this forest when it's full grown and hold your app and walk through this forest and different...
You can find your tree.
You can find your tree and you can see the trees of others that were planted and why they planted their tree and who they dedicated to. I mean, I just think it's such a wonderful initiative that's twofold. It's personal and it also is environmental. So not many know this, but... less than 10% of Hawaii's old growth native and endemic forests remain. So our hope is that through this initiative that we are planting endemic trees native to our island so that our children's children have something to come and physically look at, touch and feel and smell versus having to look this up on the internet. So on our third floor in our exhibit hall here at the Hawaii Convention Center, we have a kiosk which allows our attendees throughout the day while they're on break to come and learn a little bit about our reforestation initiative both here on Oahu and on Hawaii Island, and it allows them to even purchase a tree here and dedicate a tree to someone while they're here having their meetings. We also have a display, a feather cloak. This feather cloak Jeff had actually made basically to symbolize the birds that no longer are they're endangered or, you know, no longer in existence. And by planting these trees, it then helps us bring these type of birds back
to their environment. Yeah. And so the cloak is an exact replica of a royal cloak.
In reference to our cloak here at the Hawaii Convention Center, there were 13 stewards of the land that reported to King Kamehameha the Great. And we are honored and privileged to have a replica of one of those cloaks here at the center. We have a helmet and a cloak of Keku Haupio, which was the senior advisor to King Kamehameha the Great and the uncle of King Kamehameha. This feather cloak, as I mentioned earlier, represents the endangered species, the feathers that were used to make these Hawaiian cloaks for royalty. And it tells a little bit about the history. We have a kiosk and a television that plays on loop to educate you about reforestation and allows attendees to purchase trees.
So in the video presentation, they see the forest and the replanting going on.
Yes. We also, through several of our association meetings, we've been allowed to set up an exhibit booth to personally engage with attendees while they're here.
You bring special tours of your attendees out there to physically plant the trees. I bet they love that.
So if associations choose to, we would provide transportation out to Malai Kahana to the reforestation project out here on Oahu and allow them to experience it firsthand. And several of our meeting planners have done it and literally brought tears to their eyes. I mean, it's such a special personal ceremony that takes place in planting this tree and knowing that you're giving back to our land and that you can come back 10, 15 years from now and walk through the forest and find your tree.
So rumor has it that you grew up and your roots literally are on the North Shore, not far from the reforestation program.
My parents raised my brother and I about 10 minutes from Malai Kahana, from the reforestation project out there.
That was your backyard.
Yes, and we used to ride horse on Gunstock Ranch as kids. They used to have horse shows there that my mom and us as kids used to participate in. So going back home and knowing that we're doing something to give back to our community and give back to our natural resources out there is very personal and special to me. You know, part of our give to this initiative is that we want to preserve things that bring back life to the island, such as the birds and all the animals that live in the forest.
Right here where we are in Honolulu at the convention center, I saw a plaque as we're walking in that you guys just received a gold LEED certification. That's pretty cool.
Yes, we're very excited about this. It's a very rigorous process to get certification for an existing building, and our building just turned 21 years old. So there were a lot of initiatives that we had to accomplish in order to check all the boxes to get our LEED certification in gold standard.
What were some of the outstanding upgrades and transformations that brought you there?
So we had to change all of our lighting here to LED lighting. It even got down as granular as testing air quality in back of house areas where employees are, making sure that we recycle properly, composting, so separating food from plastic to glass, and making sure that we do that process throughout all of our meetings that take place here. So having to get new recyclable trash bins to ensure that proper labeling is done so that it makes it very easy and turnkey for attendees here to help us recycle. And this ties, you know, our reforestation project ties really well into our sustainable program here, which includes energy efficiency, water conservation, and waste reduction and sustainable purchasing.
And what's interesting, being out in the middle of the Pacific on an island, you guys feel that pain and that vulnerability of the environmental situations much more so than anybody on the mainland or a big continent.
Absolutely. We'd love to, you know, live off our land and not have to depend on some of the shipping companies bringing in all of our produce and our, you know, food and beverages and toiletries. This is just one way that we can get closer to being more sustainable and buying local and purchasing things that are grown here.
And again, on the other end of the spectrum, solid waste management. Where do you put your trash? And therein lies your mitigation of recycling and minimizing plastics, etc. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so our goal here at the Convention Center is to put as little as possible as we can into our landfill. And so we do have a goal here, redirecting 70% of what we produce here in trash and trying to eliminate 70% of our trash from going to landfills through our recycling initiatives here in our building.
And another one is power generation. It just seems a no-brainer to do wind and solar here big time.
Yes, so we are looking currently at putting solar panels on our roof. If I could put a windmill on our roof, I'd do that too. And then also through our reforestation initiative with Jeff and his team, we're also looking at purchasing carbon credits so that associations can look at that as an option as well to offset their carbon footprint while they're here visiting.
Because the trees are making oxygen, right?
Yes, they are.
That's really cool. Terry Orton, what a wonderful morning in paradise at the Hawaii Convention Center. This is definitely a must stop for anybody, even to look through the windows. What a dramatic building architectural.
It is a very beautiful building, and we pride ourselves, the architects did a very, very good job in bringing the outside in. So when you sit in our Hawaii Convention Center, you really know that you're in Hawaii.
And again, it's mind-blowing. Like I said, it's 20 years old. You could have told me this was completed 6 months ago, and I would have believed you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We do a good job in maintaining this building.
Well, there's this timelessness of the architectural motifs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Terry, if somebody wanted to learn more, where's your one-stop place you would direct them?
Sure. You can visit us at our website at hawaiiconvention.com.
We've been visiting with Terry Orton at the Hawaii Convention Center on the island of Oahu.
My name is Matthew Grasso, General Manager at Lohilani Resort, Waikiki Beach. With the properties transformation, we're really proud of what we've been able to accomplish here. A bold, authentic, gracious design that is really unique in Hawaii.
Location, I like that.
We are oceanfront property right on Waikiki Beach.
Let's talk about environmental initiatives.
Yeah, we're really proud of our partnership with Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative. This is something that we launched back in May 2018 when we had our grand opening. We announced this partnership. Through this partnership, our commitment is to plant 100,000 trees, the Milo, Koa, and the Sandalwood tree, through the collection of a tree fee with our guests. It's really bringing back the forest and these trees that have meant so much to life in Hawaii. To date, we have collected over $230,000 and have planted just under 6,000 trees. Really going well. The guest feedback has been incredibly positive, not just because of the initiative, but because they were able to become a part of it. They are a part of the forest.
How do you make them aware beyond the fact that they are paying a surcharge to plant a tree?
We have it at the point of reservation, so it's on our website. Also, it's one of our unique packages packages that we offer is to come in and actually plant the tree.
Okay, tell us about that initiative.
We take several approaches to that. One is, you know, on our Alohi Lanai Resort website, it goes through our reforestation commitment, one, to paying homage to the Queen, of course, but then also our commitment to doing what's right.
When I come in, you know, how do you engage? And you talked about hands-on stuff with the guests.
So right at the point of arrival, you know, our front desk agents will let the guests know that we do have a tree fee and, you know, how it supports the initiative of the reforestation. Instantly, they're connected and they think it's, you know, a fantastic initiative that they're proud to be a part of. The majority of our guests are return guests, so they know the importance of the land, you know, the aina, and giving back and to preserving it. So they've also asked for how much further can they get involved. And then what we'll go through is the different tours and activities that we offer through our concierge services up at Gunstock Ranch on the North Shore. Whether they want to do ATV, horseback, you know, there's different experiences that they can take to get up there and go plant a tree in honor of someone. And it's been incredibly positive. And the feedback that we've received is just very, very appreciative that we're doing the right thing for the aina.
Well, do you ever have corporate and groups that go up together?
We do. We actually have had several groups come in and take bus tours up to Gunstock Ranch and plant trees and connect their teams with it, you know, to signify growth and prosperity. We've also have done that through our partnership to signify our partnership with, you know, certain groups, you know, how appreciative we are and respectful we are to that relationship. It's been fantastic. Not only is it great for them to see the partnership that we have, but when they get up to Gunstock Ranch and they actually take in the North Shore and they see the reforestation efforts, they're blown away just by the beauty of it all, as well as the growth that's happening there. So it's really special.
And it must be really touching, the feedback, the people that actually plant their tree.
It is. And, you know, when you take that moment and you plant a tree and you have it in honor of someone, it could be very emotional, whether it's for your grandparents, your kids, your parents, or, you know, someone that really has meant something to you. You know, I've been there about 7 times planting trees. It only gets more powerful, you know, watching it happen and really taking it in. And, you know, I have 5 trees planted right now in honor of, and every time it just gets more powerful because it's a growing connection within yourself personally.
Has it been long enough that you've watched your trees grow?
It's fantastic. The drone coverage that is taken monthly, and then you can go log on and, you know, with your RFID code and see the growth of it is really special. You show it to your kids and it's learning for them. It's education in itself for your kids to say, look, this is important. You know, this is how we make a difference in our Hawaii. Yeah, it's really fun to see, but it's also very educational. So when we had our reopening in 2018, our ownership group really wanted to showcase our commitment, not only to how we're transforming Waikiki from a hospitality standpoint, but also doing what's right for the aina and giving back to the people. So through our parent company is Highgate Hotels, and through Highgate, they really wanted something unique, special, different that would resonate with Highgate Hotels. You know, they really looked for something unique and bold to make a statement on giving back. And, you know, once we met Jeff and he was able to showcase their mantra and their commitment, it was a natural partnership that it was an instant connection together. It was something we wanted to partner with, not just because we believed in Jeff's vision, but we believed in, you know, doing what's right for the aina. Through the transformation, not only are we incredibly proud of what we've been able to bring to life in Waikiki, what we're really proud of is the unique approach we've taken to the reforestation efforts. We're the first property to really have a commitment, not only planting trees on the North Shore of Oahu, but also extending out into Hawaii Island and the reforestation efforts that are happening there with the koa tree. So the koa is the tree that's being planted on Hawaii Island, and on the North Shore of Oahu, we're planting the milo and the sandalwood. Today, Alohi Lanai Resort is proud to play a role in bringing those forests back. Through our partnership with the nonprofit Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative, we are helping return treasured native trees to the Big Island of Hawaii and to 500 acres on Gunstock Ranch on Oahu's North Shore. We consider it our duty. We reside on land that belongs to Queen Liliuokalani's trust, and we can honor her legacy by restoring the natural wealth of her islands. Our guests can contribute by adding a $5 tree fee to each day that goes straight to the initiative and the reforestation program.
Matthew, somebody wanted to learn more about hotel and initiatives, etc. Where do they go?
Just visit AlohiLaniResort.com, and you'll be able to connect with us directly, see everything that's new that we're offering, as well as any type of room packages, and of course, the signature experience that we have with Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation.
A specific page for that.
We do, under the special offers and programs. My name is Matthew Grasso, General Manager at Alohi Lanai Resort, Waikiki Beach. It's a pleasure to be connected with you with this initiative, and we look forward to welcoming everyone in to become a part of our reforestation effort.
Matthew, thanks for sharing.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Come along and join me for a visit with Joe Ibarra, General Manager at the Kahala Resort on the island of Oahu.
Yes, the Kahala Hotel and Resort. We opened in 1964, 55-year iconic legacy resort.
You have your own fairly long legacy in the hospitality industry. It follows that you have witnessed and seen a lot of transformations and positive evolutions in the hospitality industry. And one of the things that I've noticed recently is a rising of consciousness from a corporate standpoint as far as stewardship and a legacy of environmental and community engagement.
I believe that's the future of hospitality. We're on an island in the middle of the Pacific with very limited resources. Everything that we get is flown or shipped in. You realize that everything that you have is so precious, and we have a responsibility to make sure that we are good stewards within the environment. It's also culturally based as well. Ancient Hawaiians, you know, I'm also part Hawaiian. We were here by ourselves for a very, very long time, and sustainability and sustainable practices was a way of life. As technology came through, we've gone away from that, and now we need to circle back. But I think hospitality, especially here in Hawaii, I think that's the future. We need to make sure that we take care of this aina, this land, this place.
There are some very specific things that you have implemented and are doing. Talk to us about
some of the things that I'm very, very proud of is we have a partnership with Hawaii Legacy Reforestation Initiative. We started that partnership in December of 2017, and we have a goal of planting 200,000 trees.
How many trees have you planted so far?
We planted about 5,000. Very, very proud of that. It's located in the first Kahala Legacy Forest on the island of Oahu on the North Shore in Gunstock Ranch. It was a great partnership. It allows us to give back and gives an opportunity for us to engage with our guests as well as our colleagues to do what's right.
Some specific engagement with your guests and how they might even go out there and be involved in planting a legacy.
One of the tours that we offer, part of this process, we explain the resource of planting trees, giving back, the sustainability of it all. One of the things about forests is it allows native birds and animals and plants to come back. The island of Oahu is the most densely populated island here in Hawaii. Now we have the opportunity to bring back those native species. Mm-hmm. We have tours that we offer where they can go out to Gunstock Ranch. They can help us by planting a tree, sponsoring that. They can put a microchip in. They can dedicate it to a loved one. They can watch that tree grow. And they can come back year after year to visit that tree and plant another one.
You've been out there with some of the guests, right?
Absolutely.
Talk to us about some of the most touching and memorable moments out there.
Maybe I'll get a little personal. One of the first trees that we planted out there on the North Shore, for me, I dedicated to my mother who had passed away just a few days prior. And the opportunity to plant a tree in memoriam that I know is going to live on and be there representing her legacy is something super special to me. The way that we do the planting of the tree and how we engage, it's about doing proper protocol, doing an olea chant, asking permission, planting the tree, watering the tree with precious water, washing your hands, and putting part of your soul into that. It is really amazing and lifting and a touching experience and something that I will take with me forever.
That's really cool. Let's auger a little deeper in the local culture, and you talked about being part Hawaiian, it would seem to me that it would be intrinsic in your life and your work here to honor the legacy of the indigenous Hawaiians who first came to that.
I think very few people realize that being in the middle of the Pacific, that we have one of the most diverse ecosystems where there are plants and animals that only exist here. The most isolated set of islands. And going back to planting trees and the sustainability, is we have the opportunity to plant something that was only here, specific and unique to this island, and bringing back something that has gone away. So the reforestation initiative, that opportunity is very special. Hawaiians knew that. Every single thing that they did was about preserving that species, that plant. One of the things that I think is amazing is we have the honor of having an ahuula, which is a feather cape. And that was done by master feather worker Rick San Nicolas. Our ahuula is based off of Keaomoku Papa Iahiahi. He's one of the chieftains with Kamehameha the Great. And those capes were very special because the way that they were caught was by using sap, placing it on a branch, waiting for that bird with that one yellow or one red feather to land on it. Grab that bird, pluck just the one or two, wash the sap off that bird's feet, and allow it to go back so they can catch it another day. They knew that that bird was very special and unique. They knew that forest that that bird was in was special and unique, and they knew how to take care and keep it going in perpetuity.
And that legacy as an oral story was passed down generation to generation.
Hawaiian language is an oral language. So when the missionaries came in the 1800s, that's when we were able to put that into a written language. But everything was passed down through chants and hula, the many, many stories. I'm very, very proud to be Hawaiian and also to have attended Kamehameha Schools, which is a school that is perpetuating Hawaiians within the community.
So you have to be a certain percentage of Native Hawaiian to go there?
You can be any percentage, as long as you can say that you are of Hawaiian ancestry. But the legacy that Bernice Bowahi Bishop, who founded the school, was to, quote, create good and industrious men and women, people who understood Hawaiian values, sustainability, culture, and to go out into the world and be contagious and share that with not only our community, but everyone. One of the other things that I'm very proud of, and it kind of ties back into our sustainability and our green initiatives, is we are a participant in the Hawaii Green Business Program, and we have been awarded that award for the last 5 years since 2015.
What did you do to win?
There's a lot of processes that need to happen. We need to analyze all of our systems in the property regarding electricity use, water use. We need to make sure that we have flow restrictors, recycling. I'm a firm believer in sustainability. Maybe it's my culture, the partnership with the Hawaii Legacy Reforestation Initiative, but I want to make sure that this hotel is here for another 55 years and that we have guests from all over the world that can also enjoy it. So being green is part of who I am.
And how do you pass on that passion to your guests who are not from Hawaii?
I think one of the things that we need to do is we talk about this program when every single guest comes in so they understand that sustainability is a key factor of what we
and
do.
And this program is?
Planting trees.
Right.
Exactly.
So that the legacy trees.
The legacy trees. Every single guest that comes into the property, we speak to this program. Mm-hmm. We talk about the initiative and sustainability and of its importance so that front desk agent engages.
And what are some of the reactions? Is it usually pretty?
It's very, very positive. Yeah. Like I said, I think hospitality is shifting towards sustainability being a focus. A lot of people want to hear that. They want to contribute. They want to have a future. And so speaking about it, they're grateful. They're happy to contribute. They're happy to have that legacy.
And what a classic literal engagement, mm-hmm. where you take them out to the forest.
I think that's one of the best things about the Kahala Legacy Forest is that guests can get their hands dirty if they want. Mm-hmm. Not only support a tree, but go ahead and plant one. And like I said before, come back to the Kahala year after year to visit that tree, to watch it grow, to plant another tree next to it, to help us generate this forest. I have a lofty goal of planting 200,000 trees. And
doesn't sound so lofty. No. You're on your way.
It's 5,000 now, but it's before we know we're going to achieve that goal. Our guests are happy. They want to give back. And I think this is a great program.
And going back to prehistoric days on Oahu, it was much more densely forested than it is today. So it's not, it's a literal reforestation project.
It absolutely is, especially on the island of Oahu. I don't think people realize, but many of the slopes and mountains here were filled with milo trees, sandalwood trees. And as we progressed, as Kinkamehameha was able to understand technology, we bartered and traded for, you know, ships and other things, and we ended up taking away our trees. But at one time, all of these hills were full of trees, and we have a mission to bring that back.
So a generation from now, if you guys keep your planting, replanting of trees going, it will look much more like it did 2,000 years ago.
I've seen what they've done on the Big Island, and I know it will happen. It will happen.
It is happening.
Yes, it is.
Joe, for further information about your association with the Legacy Project,
KahalaResort.com. On that initial splash page, there's a link to Hawaii Legacy Reforestation Initiative, and they'll get more information there. My name is Joe Ibarra. Hope to see you soon at the Kahala Hotel and Resort.
Joe, thanks for sharing. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Kahala on the island of Oahu. We'll see you here. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Big Island of Hawaii. Come along and join me at the Four Seasons.
My name is Earl Regidor. Aloha, welcome, Tom. Born and raised on the Hamakua Coast.
You have a nickname, Uncle?
Yes. Here at the Four Seasons Resort Hualalai, they call me Uncle Earl. Why? If you saw me, you'd go, I know the reason. I've got this silvery, full head of hair, and I am a Hawaiian gentleman.
And so you have a special job here, don't you?
Yes. My job, Tom, is to share the culture, the history of the Hawaiian people with our guests, to make them aware of where they are and who they're surrounded with, in a nice way.
Talk to us about the sense of entry. When you come into the main lobby, there's something that is waiting for you right in the center.
Yes, usually, you know, in hotel lobbies, you'll have a focal point, a center point. Mm-hmm. And here at the Four Seasons Resort Hualalai, our focal point is this beautiful mahiʻole, which is the helmet, ahaʻula, which is a cape, and the kaʻai, which is a sash that our chiefs used to wear encased in a beautiful koa cabinet. It's a replica of our high chief Kamehameha the Great and what we think it looked like back then.
And it's designed and replicated after the drawings that people work from?
Well, I think it goes deeper than that, to where the artists could actually see capes from back then. And
authentic.
Authentic capes from back then. And see how they were made.
And it took more than a year. It took years to complete, didn't it?
Yes, yes. It was years put together, and he came up with this one cape.
And it's all tiny feathers, right?
Yes, and the feathers that we use today, of course, is not from our native birds, because a lot of them are extinct, and still we have several that are an endangered species list. Our artists... friend outsourced the feathers. It's made out of pheasant feathers.
And how did the cape and helmet come to be here in the sash?
Well, if we look back in time, Kamehameha Ekahi was the ruling chief of this island, Hawaii Island. He united all of the eight islands together under one rule. And where the Four Seasons Resort Hualalai is situated is where Kamehameha wanted to retire. And we felt that we can honor him by having a replicated cape and helmet here on property.
And did you commission the cape? How did it come to be here?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting story, Tom, because we're in partnership with Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods. It's a reforestation initiative. And the president, CEO of the company, and his friends came down to see me and wanted to know if it was a good idea, having that reforestation. And I thought it was such a great idea. So when we talked about it and I've seen the property and I really enjoyed it,
Didn't you grow up near there?
You know, my family comes from Umikoa, which is on the Hamakua coast. That's our point of origin for my family. And when Jeff explained to me the location, I was blown out of the water, and I had goosebumps because knowing that that's where my family came from.
And there's an ongoing connection with the Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods in the Cape, here in the lobby, and your guests. And the Cape, as I understand, is kind of a starting point for conversation, for the greater good component, for cultural tourism at its finest for your guests.
Yes, we have visitors coming in to the islands here on Hawaii, not really knowing too much about the place, about its history. By having this as a conversational piece, we can go in depth on who this person was. What did he do for the betterment of the Hawaiian people at that time? It's all educational.
Talk specifically about the reforestation project partnership with the Four Seasons.
Once we kind of chat about the importance of bringing back the core, they really get it, because right now we need to set up the foundation better for not only the generation now or generation next. It's setting up the foundation solid enough for the generation that is not here yet, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And by doing that, by sharing all of this that we have, I think it puts a pebble in that path for Generation X.
And so in the here and now, specific ways that guests here can manifest their give back to the environment.
Absolutely. By participating in the reforestation.
How do they do that? Do they go up to the mountain and actually plant a tree themselves?
They can if they want to. The Hawaiian Legacy Hardwood has such a great program that they put together with, where we can have our guests transported up to the property and literally put the tree in the ground. And it's such a great program that they can actually follow the growth of the tree as it grows. And I'm hoping one day that we'll come up with something that they can go right down to their personal tree and see it growing every year.
So for those who can't go up and actually plant a tree, how do they manifest their funding, their helping?
If they cannot go up and plant the tree, we've had several of our guests would contact Jeff and his team, and they plant the tree for the guests. All they have to do is check with the concierge, and they'll do whatever they have to do to make sure that has been done.
Why do you think that the guests respond to the invitation to plant a tree?
Well, Tom, you know, I think it's for us to give back to the aina. We've taken so much away from the land that we forgot that we need to put back something. For our guests coming in and participating and planting a tree, 2 trees, 10 trees, 100 trees, it's knowing that they're giving back to the land. See, we also help our guests to make memories. And this is part of making memories that they will not forget. Memories that they can share with their loved ones. Now, if they were here also, take a toddler. He'll remember mom and dad planting that tree. And maybe one day, he'll come back and explain to his children, this forest was planted by my parents, your grandparents. And now we can walk through this forest, remembering the good memories that we had.
Rolling back in time 1,000 years, this island was a forest in many areas where it's now open ag land, right? So part of it is a literal restoration of a legacy back to its primordial days.
Absolutely. See, the Hawaiians, like other indigenous people, have so much respect for the things that was given to them for their use. Having all of these trees being put back into the aina and put back into the land, now the land is coming alive again. It's starting to live again. That being said, it ensures the growth of everything else. It'll give our future generation the opportunity to give back and make it good again.
Let's talk a little bit more about the tree reforestation program as a true legacy, as a true investment in the future?
Yeah, you know, if we don't do it now, it's going to disappear. 10 years from now, 20 years from now. So why wait till then? Why not put it back now? That way we can make sure, again, that our future generation will be able to walk through these forests, mainly a koa forest here in Hawaii, and learn from it. So there are talk that if we don't do it now, it's going to disappear.
But you are doing it.
Yes, we are doing it. And, you know, I so appreciate everybody who has helped with this initiative. And I look forward in working with those that don't know about it. Get on the wagon, if you will, and start helping in putting back the trees to the land.
There you go. And in the lobby here, there's a kiosk that talks story about the reforestation initiative.
Yes. When our guests come, Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods has a nice video kiosk that our guests are able to go in. It's simple to operate. Just press a couple buttons and choose with whatever you want to learn about the reforestation program, and it'll explain everything about it, and including the making of the cape.
I think an interesting story to share is how this partnership with the Four Seasons here on the Big Island and the Reforestation Nonprofit Initiative started.
You know, our founder, Mr. Isidore Sharp, Four Seasons, always had this feeling of wanting to put something like this together. If you look at the symbol of the Four Seasons, it's of a tree. And with this initiative, Mr. Isidore Sharp's dream is still going on. Now it's a koa tree. And right now we're at about 53,000 trees that have been planted by our guests. And
right here on the Big Island.
Right here on Hawaii Island. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So his dream is our dream, and we're living it.
And what's his ultimate goal? What was his target, the number of trees that he hopes that Four Seasons will plant worldwide?
He wants 10 million trees, and you know, we're getting there. And this is for all Four Seasons throughout the world.
Wow, it's really cool.
I just want to say to all of you out there, it's time to give back. Come. Come to Hawaii Island. Come to the Four Seasons Resort, Hualalai. And let us help you make memories by planting a tree, or two trees, or three trees. In this memory, you are starting your family tree.
And if somebody wanted to learn more about Four Seasons and the Legacy Program, where would they go?
You can get on to legacytrees.org. It'll give you all the information that you need.
Uncle Earl, thanks for sharing. Great to meet you today.
Aloha, ahui ho, meke aloha pumehana. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Big Island of Hawaii. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. She was sure as she could be.